USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden, in his first joint session of Congress speech Wednesday night, says corporate America will see tax increases.
But it's time for corporate America and the wealthiest 1% of Americans to just begin to pay their fair share. Just their fair share. I'm not looking to punish anybody. But I will not add a tax burden, additional tax burden, to the middle class in this country. They're already paying enough.
Republican Senator Tim Scott disputes Biden's claim Americans are systemic racists.
Kids are being taught that the color of their skin defines them again. Hear me clearly. America is not a racist country. It's backwards to fight discrimination with different types of discrimination.
Vaccine maker BioNTech expects results by September from trials testing the COVID-19 vaccine for babies as young as 6 months old. USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Running around naked or streaking was a fad from the 70s in America we all sort of chuckled at. The two streakers at this year's Super Bowl football game in front of tens of millions around the world are not laughing now. A judge has thrown out their plea deal. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
A judge is rejecting a proposed plea deal for the two men accused of going streaking on the field at this year's Super Bowl. An attorney for the two men had said there was a deal with prosecutors to plead guilty to misdemeanor trespassing for their crime committed in front of 96 million people on national TV. However, a Florida judge said the agreement, which included 6 months of probation, was too lenient and threw it out. The judge has rescheduled the case for next month.
Typical punishment reportedly include a criminal trespass charge, one night of jail time, and a lifetime ban from the venue. In Ohio, be careful. Streaking onto any professional field can earn you up to 6 months in jail and a $1,000 fine. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Instead of the Department of Justice going into a city to review their policing policies, a big city is requesting the DOJ review their police department. Dan Araki with the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The mayor of Columbus, Ohio has requested a federal probe into the city's police department. Mayor Andrew Ginther and city attorney Zach Klein sent a letter to the Justice Department asking for an investigation into the practices of the department, following a series of incidents like the death of 16-year-old Micaiah Bryant and the department's handling of last summer's protests after the death of George Floyd, which drew heavy criticism for the department. In the letter, Ginther and Klein asked the DOJ to engage in a review of Columbus's police operations, identifying any and all racial biases in policing efforts, and coordinate solutions for reform.
The DOJ has already started investigations into policing in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and Louisville, Kentucky. The Federal Reserve wrapped up its two-day policy meeting on Wednesday. The central bank declined to let up on its easy money policy despite an economy that is accelerating. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell.
As with overall economic activity, conditions in the labor market have continued to improve. Employment rose 916,000 in March as the leisure and hospitality sector posted a notable gain for the second consecutive month. For the economy as a whole, payroll employment is 8.4 million below its pre-pandemic level. The unemployment rate remained elevated at 6% in March, and this figure understates the shortfall in employment, particularly as participation in the labor market remains notably below pre-pandemic levels.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.